What's good, guys? This is your girl, Ayo Jazz. You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue, courtesy of Culture Zine Media Network, where urban culture lives.
Ayo, 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 personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Ayo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Ayo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if... Yo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else.
We
color them unaware, I flush, blush pink in thoughts of ecstasy, make sweet moves on me and call it poetry. Verses nibble at my earlobes, tear my eyes and moisten my lips. Unattached single men tend to make hypersexual platonic friends to domesticated women, easily mistake kindness for romance in a quick glance of attention, giving up the guide to getting it in, so I lure them. With erotic conversations, lunar fantasy of he and she, now I objectify her replacing me, pretending. Burning Man, art tryst, art daydream, moonbeams dance on pink cheeks like falling flakes of new snow, lost in your metaphor. Not quite strange, too familiar, thirst quenched, but you're crushing on me. And poet, I'm merely poetry crushing on you. So, there used to be a little predator in me too. Please, feel comfortable conversating about your dick's adventure with me? Absolutely. Jedi mind tricks, they orate my new sexual history. Play-by-play penetration of my mind. Interpretation is everything, and friend, you're just talking dirty. Fulfilling my sex therapist fantasy, platonic memory in overdrive. Record so I can rewind. Slip and slide reminiscing down a cocaine fast lane experience. Dominatrix controlling this matrix. I push the best whips, and they're spilling a locker room full of tricks. Telling me their secrets. Rooted. Shades of gray mind full of sheet tricks. Complicated with whiskey dicks. Diving face first into stanky chicks. Tie me up in your nostalgia. Why do I know what your pleasures are? Foreplay, roleplay, cosplay, oh yes, a three-way. How do you take them? Make them yours by parading them barefoot across your floors. Last drink, last dollar, last chance. Throbbing stance, no poet, not a chance. Don't fuck a poet is the conclusion that I always come to. Share sheets of paper lined graffiti blue because you don't let the flavor of your own cum scare you. So I simply muse and abuse our conversation because it's your flow that's fucking sexy. Pretend I am the late night calls you used to see. Rub it out and think of me. Create the perfect professional slut fantasy. And I never name names. Unless they're hurricanes. Steven. I am a nudist, sex-loving, wordsmith geek, beatnik, hipster poetry freak. A unicorn horn could have me Cummings if I were thirsty for a drink. So I merely translate their words with my lips. From their ears to this lips, they got me flush, blush, pink, in thoughts of ecstasy, daydreaming of making sweet, sweet poetry.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is New Depths, the sexy, the not-so-sexy big children, and the so welcome special show, insert gunshots here. Two grown folks having a conversation.
Over breakfast.
Over breakfast. No notes. No sticky pants. pencils.
None.
I'm here with...
My sticky pads usually have wings, though.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, that's a period joke. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Toast.
Cheers.
For those people at home and listening within the sound of my voice, maybe you're not at home. Maybe you're at the mall. Maybe you're taking a long drive to Mount Shasta. Maybe you're visiting your Uncle Woodrow in your Honda Civic. And you're just checking us out.
Oh my goodness.
It's Jenny. Yes, somewhere. It's Jenny Davison, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
And y'all know who I am, maybe. If you don't know, I am Lamont Andrew Wright, a.k.a. the novelist or the poet known as Graffiti Blue.
The crowd goes wild.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes the crowd goes hate.
Oh, no. Full shame.
It's okay. I did not want to talk about anything specific because your... what I would consider the encyclopedia of Sacramento poetry. You are a wealth of knowledge. You have like a golden mine, you know, in your soul of just this cool information. And you were very instrumental when I came into town about pointing me in the right direction.
There should be no ownership over knowledge. People should share, and when you're new, they should tell you things. Like, there's things here, there, everywhere. You should share. If you know some things, I mean, there's no harm in sharing.
A lot of people, and I have said this on the show, Jen, that a lot of people believe in the old bitch-made ways. Mm. It's like, never teach anybody that could possibly... you teach them to take your spot. That's the punk way of thinking. Now we should take a page from the Kung Fu masters, right? And that's what I do.
Show enough.
If you have the whole goal of the monk is to teach the student how to whoop his ass. I'm such a badass. I taught you how to be better than me.
Yeah, I mean, you could share. I'm just saying, share.
Sharing is a beautiful thing.
If you hoard your information and you covet your knowledge that highly that you think you're going to die and then be famous, what good are you right now?
And people do that at work too. People want to look like the special one at work, so they don't teach you the little trick on a computer and all of that stuff, so that when the boss, the whoever, somebody in charge goes to them, they could appear to be the oracle of
copy machine.
Exactly.
You too can scan to email on the copy machine in the main room. You are a boss.
Exactly. Only Gladys knows how to do all the tricks. She's valuable.
Yeah, she can make the printer stable too. Look what she can do.
As if she wouldn't get fired if, like everybody else, if the right circumstances presented themselves.
No. Those people, Gladys is grandfathered in. It's happening. Like, there's forgiveness.
Was Gladys a bad example? Is anyone named Gladys, like, after 1975?
I would say... maybe. They have those new names, like... Apple and stuff that are coming out for babies.
Indeed.
You can call your baby whatever you want now.
Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you at home looking for a theme of this show, there is no theme. This is just two grown folks having a conversation. I'm talking with Jenny Davison, and how the hell did I meet you?
At a workshop. I ran into you at a show.
Okay.
I saw you perform a few times.
Okay.
And then you started showing up at my show. And I was like,
right.
Oh,
okay, that's
I
right.
see this guy. I've seen
that's
him.
Right.
He's coming
that's
here
right.
to Luna's too.
That's
so
right.
I peeped you and I was like, this guy's good. And before I could get you to feature, you had already been asked to feature by one of our other hosts.
I am honored. I never knew I was a candidate.
It's happening.
What a great, Jen. That's why
I think we did the separate screening for
no,
you.
We did.
You know what I mean? Like, that's you get your own room, private drinks. It was catered by
yes.
the one and only Amber
no,
Cole.
Absolutely. That was a good
there was,
night. That was a good night. That was a really good night.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. The reason why I wanted you on the show is because I think it's long overdue, is because a lot of people don't know. I mean, you have your hands in a lot of different pots. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people don't know is, like, how dope of a poet you actually are. I was actually talking to Ike Torres about this one night. And me and Ike, when life was different, we were talking about... In the before time. Brooke, when I had Jesus beeper number. And long ago... when Yoda was young, he was like, well, we was talking about collabs and this and that, and I think we were on the roof and we were working on the There's No Money in Poetry project. And that was like one of the best days of my career. The backstage of that day was like legendary.
It happened right?
Yeah, it was a bunch of us on the rooftop that day. And the conversations that we were having, a bunch of kind of vets on the roof talking about the game, was crazy to me. One of the highlights of my career. And after you went off to the side to talk to one of the other poets about whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Q. Ike was just like, I don't understand why Jen didn't write a verse for this. I was like, you're right. She was like, I said, I have other stuff in mind for Jen that, you know, we've got shit. We plan, you and I are the same like that. We plan so much. Like, I know that at some point we're going to collab on something. It just, whatever that's going to be.
I don't think that would have been an appropriate collab for me.
Not,
on the level of the no money in poetry topic. Because I'm trying to come up. Like, and I'm... So, we have the slam team this season. And... I'm in the process of raising $3,600 for them.
Nice.
We're at like ground zero right now. Okay. And I need it bad.
So you need a bag of cash.
Yeah, I need a bag of cash. So I'm gonna be putting out all the social media and the stuff for SAC Unified this week. That is my target to do this week. My project is to, you know, put all the fundraising things in order for them.
We got a strong team this year, but you have a strong team every year.
So you know, we're two seasons in, really, you know, and we had the show before, but with Poetry Slam Incorporated. So they are our umbrella nonprofit that put on the Independent World Series of Poetry, Women of the World Poetry, and Nationals. I went to Women of the World in New York a few months ago.
Congratulations, my hometown.
Yeah, it was the best ever. I wanted to run away. I put in applications for jobs at Pratt Institute.
Yeah.
I had a life meltdown. I'm still interested. You know, Ike went to D.C. for the independence and killed. And we've been raising a lot of money and had to self-fund and really hustle that.
Okay.
But we were able to do it. So on the no money in poetry topic, I am on the grind. It is happening. I am making the money. Indeed. I am getting contracts. I am trying to educate other poets how they can get the money and the contracts. Throw out some informational words for poets that are trying to make money, or anybody that's trying to make money. The
knowledge
word
is power.
Honorarium, you know. Honorarium is a really important word to use when a nonprofit company or organization hits you up and they say, oh, we'd like you to come speak. And you just say, oh, that's wonderful. What day is it? Is there an honorarium? And it's the really nice way of saying, are you going to pay me?
The word of today is honorarium.
And you know, it could be in gift card form that you get it. A lot of schools won't tell you that they'll pay you or whatnot. You get fancy gift cards. I've bought lots of things on Amazon with my honorarium. And I'm not ashamed. Honorarium.
I love that.
Also, the word stipend.
Okay.
Stipend, if you're traveling out of town somewhere, that would be something that, hey, I know you can't afford to pay me, but is there a gas stipend? And that, are you going to at least cover my fucking gas?
Wow.
Like, stipend, okay? And then there's the really unprofessional way of saying, so how much does this gig pay? Like, you could just be a dick and be like, how much does this pay, or does it pay, when the person asks you to feature, versus, I would love to do that. I have it open on my calendar now, But is there an honorarium? No. Is there at least a stipend for the guest if, say, you're still willing to do it because it's a good look for you as an individual? But don't get caught into that not getting paid for your craft.
You have to ask for what you're worth from the jump.
Yeah, set a value to your time.
You know what I mean?
Set a value.
Absolutely. I worked with Terry Moore out of the gate, and I did not like how the first show went down. Not on stage. On stage, you had a lot of beautiful people do a lot of beautiful things. But the behind the scenes was... what's a good word? Messy?
Oh, messy.
Today's new word is messy. It was honorarium, but now it's messy.
And
things were a little messy, so instead of being aggravated and all crazy and being whatever, I spoke my piece and I stepped to the side. You know what I mean? But the lesson learned that I already kind of knew was... ask for it up front, and don't be afraid to ask for what you're worth. The worst they can say is no.
You shouldn't be ashamed to ask to be compensated for your time. I would say that feeling, if you're still feeling that emotion about your craft... you may not want to consider yourself a professional artist yet. You may be a hobbyist. You may be really talented. You may want to hang out at some more open mics and get the confidence and the legs about yourself to be like, no, I'm a boss now. People are asking me to feature. And when the first person asks you to feature, you know, you can do it for free and be humble. And you can do the second, third. You're still learning. But at some point... you know, if you're not going to ask for money, you need to create merchandise. That could be simple, small chat books. You could do all these things to fund yourself. So really,
why don't you have your own podcast again?
Fuck a podcast. I'm here with you. I don't have time. I am not organized on that level. I have OCD control things that allow me to be proactive for other people. But as an artist, I'm still hindered myself. I'm still struggling. But you wouldn't know it because I'm self-confident as fuck. Well, or at least narcissistic enough to put myself out there in a cute way to where people think I have enough swag
That's the one part of this show that I'm going to disagree with you on, because no true narcissist would ever confess to being one. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and not so sexy, big children and little, special show, poetry, politics, and other shit. We'll be right back after this.
Pump it up, homeboy. Pump it up, homeboy.
Knowledge will begin until I finish this song, cause the rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme goes on. You sweat as you step, about to get hype. Or should you just listen to the man on the mic? You're physically in this with me, but how could you tell if it's meant to be hip-hop if you're not mentally as well? Ready to absorb the rhyme that I just poured into the mic, so unite and this won't be so bored. If you just keep kicking, listen to the mix and think you'll sink into the rhyme like quicksand. Holds and controls you till I leave. You fall deeper in the style. It's hard to breathe. The only time I stop is when somebody drops, and then bring them to the front, cause my rhyme's the oxygen. Then wave your hand when you're ready, I'll send you into your favorite dance, but let the rhyme continue, and so on, and I'ma go on simultaneously. Even if I stop, the rhyme remains to be rising to the top, and I came to drop it, catch it and quiz it. It's my topic, universal, cause I move everybody to come by exercising your mind to coincide as one. Then look around and see how packed the party starts to get. I draw a crowd like an architect, the five bowls react, and all the islands attract, and every state can't wait. So they attack, open spot on the floor, squeeze in cause it's packed. It'll be more room if MCs play the back. I'm the R, the A to the K, I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? The microphone fiend, if I was a fake, whoever said it's just bugging off the rhymes I make. I had to bite in your tongue from what I brung and recite. Sung it on stage, some said it don't sound like the voice on the record. I see what you mean, because the system was whack, so I had to scream. So just give me your mic, if it's loud, I'll blow it, if not, into the crowd, I'll throw it. Pull out my caller's mic to entertain you well. Before I let go, I'ma spark your brain cell. I took time to write, tonight I will recite. So poetically inclined when the mic is held tight. Rhymes start flowing, kisses are blowing. MCs are knowing, that's why they're going. Home to tell a friend when the party end. Yo man, you know Rakim, that brother struck again. Cause mic by mic and stage by stage, tape by tape and page by page. When the crowd is moving, I compete with the mix. The rougher the cuts, the rougher the rhyme gets. Deeper and deeper, I hope you understand it. I made it up myself and I planned it. For all the MCs who waste time writing jokes, riddles, or maybe a rhyme. I crossed my arms and I was waiting, but I was hating. The rappers on the microphone was fronting, just faking. They wasn't breaking, which means I was aching to get up on the microphone and then start taking control of the mic, uptight when I grabbed it. So hug the speaker, your ears a magnet, attracted to a freestyle put in effect. You listen to the man while you're sipping my wet. So Eric, pick up the needle,
yeah,
put it in the middle.
All right,
give me a scratch, turn my mic up a little. I want you to hear this perfectly clear. Catch what I'm saying, you get the idea. I hope your knowledge the beginning, cause I'm finished this song. The rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme flows on.
Place for the 21 and over to come out and play every Friday night. The Ultra Lounge features DJ Mighty Mike in the mix, playing the best in hip-hop and R&B. Drink specials all night, and it's only $10 to get into the Ultra Lounge Friday night. The Ultra Lounge is located at 1100 Orlando Avenue in Roseville. For booth and bottle reservations or to book a party, call 916-248-2120. That's 916-248-2120.
You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Glue on Culture Scene Radio Network, where urban cultures.
Hate is acting harmoniously hilarious. Self-setting double standards. Each one teach one. Talk to me like a bitch and I'll treat you like a fucking bitch. Build up your walls so you don't have to deal with the reality of me, but I'll sit open. Transparent. Your demeanor, it raises questions. Hide your looks. Hide your books. Pretend you weren't deserving of those looks. Self-truth is usually contradictory of reality. Keep convincing yourself that they care about you. Poor, disgruntled non-factor. Fucking retire.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy big children and little handicapped people, imps, dwarfs, and Latinos. Welcome! Special show.
Hi.
We have the infamous Danny David. We're going to talk. I don't even know what to say because there's so much we could talk about and there's so much we will talk about. Oh, but let's have some fun.
Okay.
What is, in your experience in Sacramento, without saying names,
yeah,
what is the craziest rumor you ever heard in the poetry realm?
Really?
Like the weirdest poetry rumor or story that you've ever, like, oh my God.
I heard that someone knocked up their marriage therapist's wife.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true, but I just thought, how are you gonna knock up your marriage therapist's wife? And, like, why's your wife gotta deal with that? What about your wife? Like, but that, so as a married woman,
wow,
I tend to, like, with a child, I tend to surround myself with people, especially if they account themselves as godly people.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And then that
good Christians and such.
That thing does happen.
I can't let my husband play with people like that. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Like, I have moral standards, even though I have a foul mouth. I have Catholic guilt, but nope, we're not doing that one. That shit's not cute. So, I mean, you know, that's fucking messy.
That is today's and word.
Messy.
It's messy. You got a lot of messy.
But that is really the most craziest thing I've ever heard. And I kind of just discounted that and was like, that can't be true. But you know what I mean? But inquiring minds want to know.
Wow, that is really messy. There are a lot of messy people inside the poetry world in particular, but outside too. You got a lot of people doing a lot of messy shit.
Yeah.
You
know, there's a lot of people in secret poetry relationships.
There is poet fucking.
I mean, behind the scenes.
There's a lot. Well, you take a bunch of passionate people and put them in a room, and usually fucking happens. Absolutely. There's a lot of freaking. Every time I
mean, it happens
a
with a few. It happens with, the few. I mean, the few and only. The poets that are in Sacramento.
Indeed. Poets got some good booty, though.
Poet
booty is good booty.
They got good titties, too, because I have not at all. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let me see. The weirdest...
Yeah, what's the weirdest thing you ever
the
heard?
The weirdest thing in the poetry realm.
Oh no. I know what the weirdest fucking thing I ever heard. Can I say it? Sorry,
no,
I gotta catch
say
you
it.
Up.
You
oh
say
my
it.
God.
You
okay. So, this one poet... That secretly fucks another poet...
Okay.
...was recently caught getting his dick sucked by two other poet chicks in town and said... Poet that was, you know, in relations that had key to poet's house walked in on the shit and she burnt his fucking shit down to the ground. Let it burn and then rose from the ashes like a fucking phoenix. I don't even know. It was the best thing I ever heard in my life.
That was a vicious rumor. I actually heard that rumor.
I think you started that rumor.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you know the rest of my speech. Apparently, there was a poet in Sacramento that had a menage with two other poets and got caught by his main poet squeeze and burnt the house they were all in to a crisp.
Let it burn.
There's a lot of fires in California, so we really can't confirm or deny if that rumor is actually true.
I know certain poets in that group, and some of them are looking a little crispy right now.
Some are burnt.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Some are burnt on a metaphorical level. Please,
I just want to say, don't braid your bangs. Stop braiding bangs.
No, somebody's braiding their bangs.
Yeah, but I mean, short, and then they're cut off, and they didn't torch the ends.
Oh God, Jesus! I'm Rick James, bitch.
Rick James, bitch. Put some beads in those bangs.
The subliminal shots are really crazy right now. I'm really good.
There's so much shade happening.
Okay.
Listen hard, people. Listen hard.
getting off the shade highway, going on to the enlightenment highway.
Oh, okay. I thought that was.
That was actually good. That's actually not shade if it's true. Actually, it's light because you're shedding light on a bang issue.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, to retort.
Shots fired. Bang.
Bang, bang. What is your biggest challenge in what you do? Because what I see is you're great at getting people together.
Mm-hmm.
What I see is the whole encyclopedia thing, like I said before.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never a time where me and you kick it on mic or off where I don't learn something. I'm like, holy shit, I never knew that.
Yeah.
What is your biggest challenge as an artist right now?
Getting people to identify with me personally as an artist, not mm-hmm. necessarily a full-on facilitator of other people's arts, because
okay.
I do put a lot of people on. I coordinate the slam team. You know, I'm getting them organized and mm-hmm. making sure they rehearse and practice and get funds. And so I'm doing a lot of things. It's almost like managing a band. twice a year. Do you know what I mean? Indeed. And it's always going to be a different band and the personalities. And then getting all of those other personalities to respect the fact that I'm now a mother, a wife, a business professional. Like, I work. I have a real job. Nice. You can have purple hair and look like My Little Pony and work for the president of a college, too.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? So I'm still a professional person, but them to appreciate and respect my time and really acknowledge the fact, hey, you know, she has things going on. This is happening. Me being somewhere on a Saturday morning is so rare. I'm, like, pulling my ass, like...
Right, like, yeah, I am so glad it worked out for you to be able to...
It's good. We've got a grandma at the house right now, so it's like, you know, we have help right now. So it's good. And trying to take advantage of that. Well, we have that. Typically, May, June, July, August are my busiest months because it's coordinating the team. For nationals this year, it's a Decatur right outside of Atlanta, so it's gonna be hot. But sending one person to an individual is a lot easier than coordinating multitude
of
people. And then on a community level, still getting the team to go out and teach the community about performance poetry, not necessarily slam at all.
Okay.
There's no such thing as a slam poet. That's ridiculous.
That is a rumor. People say I've heard people say I'm a slam poet, and I just kind of look at them with the side eye. Is that right?
Oh, that's new for you, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. So if you can't write poems that are just poems, you know, if you're only writing slam poems, you may have been stalking YouTube.
I agree.
So
2000%.
I write poetry. I don't always write good poetry. I write poetry about girls that hold in shits because they're with a new boyfriend. I write poetry about knitting out my vagina. I try and find a comedic outlet with my poetry. And also a social justice, you know, really take on things.
No, I love your the angles you pick. So I'm always trying to be different, as you probably
guessed.
Yeah, I see you. You know what I mean? So every time you hit a poem at some crazy angle, I'm always like, wow, I love just your approach. On this shit, it really grabs me. So then I'm like, okay, now it brings me in because I'm like, okay, where is she gonna go?
But that's something I think that I've learned from slam.
Okay.
Especially, you know, the storytelling, spoken word aspect of getting a completed piece out in a specific amount of time.
Right.
Like, you have 3 minutes to tell this story. You need a beginning, middle, and end. It's really easy to write if you do a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Indeed.
You know, if there's not necessarily a structure for everyone, but in that beginning, middle, and end, you're going to have to try and find a turn or something that captures them. And for me, I'm fascinated with the turn. I want to do poems about, you know, incestuous situations with positive light. And I mean, I'm so serious. Like, I've written the strangest things.
I know.
They affect people that have been in really awkward situations. You know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm writing about suicide and, you know, being bipolar and anxiety and sharing it and being willing to share with people.
And I love that left approach, because for the girl sitting in the corner,
shout out.
When you can be abstract and or left and still touch somebody, they feel even more special because they're like, wow, I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Wow, I'm not weird. That being said, you're a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You're in charge of a whole lot. You're a wife. What is your writing process like? Because every time I see you perform, I know you're a busy woman and all of that stuff. And every time I hit you up, you are on your way to doing something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So what is your writing process like?
It's a frustration process.
Ha-ha.
Like, something has to get my attention in my own mind enough to either sit down. I should really pick up a pen when I do it so I can get the thoughts out fast enough. If I try and type, it's just, you know, I try and stay off my phone. Really,
you haven't embraced the whole type a whole bunch of lyrics in your phone thing?
That's where I put my final edit of the piece, to where when I'm out, tip If you open up your notes in your phone, screenshot that shit, because when you're on stage, you're going to accidentally delete some shit that you didn't want to.
Yeah.
Also, if you've screenshotted your poem, you can just slide between your photos and you're not the asshole sliding up. I'm just saying, screenshot your poetry. Anyways, and read from the photos on a performance level tip. Just as a tip. I'm dyslexic, so sliding up on my phone too. I have all the problems. I'm dyslexic. I read things backwards.
You got OCD.
I'm OCD. So on the writing process, I really would prefer to memorize things and put them out, because I'm quakey still when I read, and I feel awkward about reading because the dyslexia may take over and I may jump words, and then I could be saying some things up there not even realizing.
Context is everything. Absolutely. I rarely read on stage, but when I do, I rehearse so much. Even if I know I'm going to read, I know it by the time I get up there. It's just weird. And sometimes I think I'm going to read it and I don't, because I read the shit so much for rehearsal. I didn't freaking do it. We're talking to Jenny Davidson, ladies and gentlemen. Do you prefer to be called Jenna Lynn?
In the before time.
In the before time. When Yoda was young.
Yeah, yeah. Jenny Lynn is easier for folks these days. Oh. And I legally changed my name to Davison at the end, so that's good for everybody involved in my household.
Indeed.
You know, respect thy master, Shona.
Shout out to Shona.
Yeah. So, just Jen is good. Someone asked me the other day, and I'm like, I'm in this real weird artist place. I need to figure that out as a person and be introverted and focus on myself and not other people to be able to figure that shit out. But
okay.
I can't do that because there's a block. It just doesn't. Well, it's easier to do for others than for yourself.
Yeah, I think so, but there's a lot of selfish sons of bitches who disagree. But we're going to focus on you a little bit more right after we pay a couple bills. We'll be right back after this.
Because he was conflicted in a lot of areas. And he was either all or nothing.
Yeah, I do know that about my brother. He was certainly a 0 or 150 miles an hour.
His greatest thing to learn was balance.
Right.
The greatest lesson for him was to learn balance.
Yeah.
And toward his end of his lifetime, he began to learn balance, what was important, what to let go, who to let go, and how to do it.
Yeah.
So he was beginning to learn that, but then he still held on to some of the old things that he was comfortable with, because he thought he knew them, but things were starting to change. And he needed to change along with them.
Long reach, orthodox or southpaw, witty speech. The type to lay silent and make noise. The type to get challenged and stay poised. A fighter, a graffiti writer. Similar to me, he was an outsider. Not afraid to scrap, but afraid to fail. Full of conflict, trying to prevail. From the fighter side, he was having with himself. Walked the opposite way of everybody else. Cats that pop shit would leave him amused. Cats that talk dumb would leave him confused. Like, Negro, how could you not know? Many thought that he had a huge ego. Arrogant was his demeanor, but not his core. He was the cat that told me I should rap more. A man of few words and not a lot of patience. He would seek out wisdom through conversation. Clever with his thoughts and bold with his words. He'd say what you would have said if you had the nerve. He knew the streets well, but not well enough. He wasn't the type of cat that tried to act tough. Just a real dude that act cavalier. So much so he called himself sincere. Born in 77, September of 13, he went to heaven. We were at peace before his eyes closed. That's why I'm here to let you all know who he really was, who he really is, how he made his moves, and how he lived. Some of y'all thought right train, wrong tracks. And if you thought that, you're not looking at the facts. The fact is my brother was keeping it raw, and his tolerance for bullshit was lower than ours. If you didn't know, well now you know. I'll see you when it's my turn, little bro. For all you other cats that miss sincere, give your loved ones flowers while they're still here. This way they're still alive so that they can smell them. Let them know how much you love them while you can tell them.
This is Andy S. You're listening to Just My Thoughts, and when I'm not tuned into the whole improv world and the mystical lands we travel to, I love listening to it.
Let's play a game of catfish. I'ma stalk me some you. Why front like you don't notice my attention? Now I gotta pose a false impression. I have daddy issues, this is not depression. It's nice to find out where you're going to. It makes it easier to watch you. Who you see, what you say, the swag in your sway. Seeing you on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram makes my whole day. Damn, I wish I could check out your Vine. I watch you, boo. Look out your window. You can see me, too. Right where I want him. He thinks I'm vulnerable with just a dash of desperate. That just makes me want to fuck with them more. It's sad he thinks we dance, all the while I bind him in my web. He's the perfect opportunity. Says he likes me more than a rebound. But that sounds a lot like, you don't think I'll measure up. As you attempt to respect me, you steady offend me. Because I don't care if you're not ready. I love you, Mr. Right Now. You're took, but can't figure out how. But if you ask Facebook, we're in a relationship now. Start calling you pet names against your will. Stop calling it that one word, boo. You know you like a little struggle cuddle, because I am thirsty for attention. Kleptomatic? I'll capitalize on your intellectual property. I'm going to steal your heart. Sick and tired of waiting forever. I love everyone. Yes, you. Unconditionally, right now. I don't mean to scare you, but our love story, it's gonna be a thriller. When the cops catch on, they'll call me the ex-girlfriend killer. I dare you to say we're over. Drop bombs in your breakup box when I come over. I could do bad all on my own, but if I can't have you, no one will. The turndown is so real. Key your car, stalk you from afar, accidentally be exactly where you are. See, now I gotta torture you. Until I find someone to replace us, we ain't through. There's not a restraining order in the world that could keep me from you. I'm sorry the tape turned your wrist black and blue, but I've warned you. Why'd you put up such a fight? I loved you, boo, but forever, nighty-night.
Nasty boys, I don't ever change. next one do? Uh-huh, I know. Say, nasty, nasty boys. I don't mean a thing. Oh, you nasty boys. Nasty, nasty boys. I don't ever change.
Sound of smooth jazz and R&B.
And everybody knows they have the...
Get into the groove. Guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words.
With Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry. From iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
Survivors are off the grid prepping for the division. Sewer-dwelling cubicle escape artists dismantling the concept of mainstream with steampunk solutions diagrammed out on post-it notes. Sleeping under these bridges is taking its toll. Now I am strung out in the intersection. Their disorganization breeds anxiety in me. It festers in me silently, watching them restructuring bad ideas into plausible reality, expelling energy into counterproductivity. Just an overly aware outsider observing the mission. No choice but to work smart, not hard, with logic in times of contention. My streaming conscious becoming quite the insanity sideshow. Donut around problems, figure eights, we all spin our wheels, trying to wrap our minds around the concept of infinity. Instead, little things eat us alive like bed bugs, constantly sweating bullets labeled small stuff, passive-aggressive abrasion, wearing away the hope for compromise. Breaking bread after broken legs, smoke and mirrors covered illusion, thoughts of bipolar relief, rough around the edges. This agitation, it's more than insomnia. Digging in and overthinking internalized unprocessable data in a graveyard of prime numbers. Daydreams fade to night terrors as the calendar turns. Weather change and color range. Stagnation churns the leaf piles of emotion to be caught in a seasonal undertow. Stinging wind chill reminds me of old issues. Frozen freeze frames of struggle stifle upward mobility in a heat wave, fanning flames of frustration, lost in space with no concept of time, unable to navigate the interpersonal communication pool of failure with an empathetic compass, pacing to swim upstream but stuck stranded, standing shallow water, feet bloodied from sharp rocks the river has refused to wash, constantly coming ashore to walk on fire, cauterizing wounds to keep the shock from setting in, making deals with God to heal but steady scratching at the scab, beating my head against this wall of thoughtless procedure, denials let the problem linger. There's sanity in my OCD beyond this chess play efficiency. My mind works quickly, just a simple solver, but the tongue of a revolver. Alone in a self-created struggle, radiating contempt for the past, unable to let go and grasp the concept of a disorganized future.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and not so sexy, big children and little, I wanted Jen's poem to inspire where this is going to go, and I'm inspired.
Great.
And I want to talk about what dope is. And there are a lot of cats out there that think they're dope, and they're really not that dope. And that's just what it is, and it's not hate. It's just a lack of putting the work in.
It's the difference between a hobbyist and a professional.
It's somebody who is hungry for it, and I've seen you perform. Again, I will go back to what I was talking about, the conversation between Ike and I about how dope you were. And I was just like, yes, and I will co-sign that. So I'm listening to your words, and I'm blacking out. And for the people at home, or wherever you are, maybe you're in a bubble bath right now.
You can see me in a bubble bath on Instagram at 916Jenny. Thank you. No.
Shout out. Maybe you're feeling hella sexy. But maybe you, if you're listening to this podcast, you definitely appreciate the artistic side of life. That is a fact. And did you hear the way she was bending words? Did you hear the way she was talking with conviction? Did you hear? Did you feel it? And I felt it. So you guys out there trying to do things more show than go, you know what I mean? Talk about what's really on your heart, no matter how weird it is. And to me, when you have the courage to talk about some real shit, and that's what dope is.
Aww.
Jen, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me. I'm flattered you even asked.
No, God.
I guess I'm used to being frequently slept on.
I think the disconnect is because a lot of people can't go into the spaces you go into. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Most artists who think they're dope or are dope might not necessarily also be good mentors, might not also be good with their paperwork game, may not also be good in their networking game, may not also be good in their branding game, and so on and so on and so on.
You gotta delegate. So that's what's cool about having a squad, like a team, you know what I mean? People around you that are gonna be down for what you're doing. You have to recognize, you know, what people are actually good at. And when you have people that are down for you, like if you work as a team, you know, it's really good. I love being part of Ethnic Theater Workshop. It's been over 10 years now that Ethnic Theater Workshop's been going.
Wow, has it been 10? Wow.
It's 10. So I'm super proud. Like Angela D. Alforque, our original mentor, mm-hmm. you know, gave it to us to go into the community and really, you know, workshop and talk. And through our words or music or, you know, lyricism with body and dance, whatever your creative outlet is, it's really, really cool to see people flourish.
No, I have to testify to that, because just to give the people listening a bit of history, I did my album release party through Ethnic Theater Workshop for the Moment of Clarity project.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that project opened a lot of doors for me, and how the campaign afterwards through people I met through you, got my foot in the game and led me to Culture Zine Media, to which they are furnishing. Shout out to Sha'Ke Abdul. Shout out to Ed Waterford. Shout out to Vaughn Lynn Belgrave, king of A&R through Culture Zine. He done came up. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. You know something? I could talk about what's wrong with the game, but that's what everybody does.
Okay.
Tell me, like, what good directions do you see the game going in? Like, what inspires you about this game now? Where do you draw your inspiration from? Where do you see that's good? What's the good about it?
So, the reason I do the slam specifically is because it gives a group of poets, multiple people, artists, the opportunity to take their words out in from our community with our issues, how we're feeling in this area, and take it abroad into the nation. And there's people competing on a national and international level. You know, we've met wonderful people from around the world at these things. So on a grander scale of networking, giving people the opportunity to tour and take their words and really see them flourish across the country is amazing. And in doing so, we, on the next level for us, trying to get our shit together with our grants, our funding, and to be able to pay people to bring people from abroad here to, you know, have lateral experiences and bring in culture from other places so that we can grow as a community and commune and conversate as people. Because the conversations are the most important part. And sure. There may be...
You ain't even lying with that statement.
There's so many disagreements upon, you know, whatever issue. It could be anything, but perception and context, you know, accountability are everything.
Yes.
So, you know, people telling the entire story, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, you know, and really being honest.
My right hand is in the air, ladies and gentlemen.
In the scene and giving people true opportunities to where they're really not getting hustled, you know, for their work, and they're getting paid for their work. And I don't have the money right now. Like I'm raising $3,600 because I don't have the money.
Is there any, it's not coming out of my pocket. Is there any way for the average Joe walking on the street who's empathetic to your cause to donate?
How can
people donate to this cause?
So hit me up. You know, find me 916 Jenny. I'm a slam master.
Nice.
All of our things are under 2016 SAC Unified. So 916 SAC Unified. I'll have all our social media stuff posted. You can go to the SAC Unified group page on Facebook. You know what I mean? And
Facebook is huge.
You can read a lot of pieces.
We've
blocked the catfish on the page to where if it was people that were sheerly, you know, worried about their own individual come up and not participating in the culture of what was happening, to where it was a group sharing process, you know, an exchange of words, conversation, you know, if you're just on there to post, it's not a good place to, you know, we invite you in.
Community is a good thing. The community is a worldly community, people. Always remember that.
Yeah.
I was in Italy this time last year with the 100,000 Poets for Change thing. I love what you're doing, Jen.
And that was beautiful to see you, Penny Klein, Ike, you know what I mean, David, and yes, you know what I mean, out there.
And
it was amazing.
It was a beautiful thing. But you had opened my eyes. You were like, I got my chops. And, you know, coming up as an MC in New York, of course, and then my Atlanta experience, or my kind of poetry manifesto in Atlanta. But you were interesting to me when we met because you were so free with the nuances of the game, showing me a different kind slam slam culture, if there is such a thing.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a culture.
Yeah, and you know, just other things, and got me to look at things just a bit more differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good to see someone like-minded. Is there anybody? Well, I wanted
you specifically. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's interesting to watch someone new come in from somewhere that's not their scene, right, but has had to adapt to multiple scenes, and that you can, you know, track and make sure that they're who they say they are.
Right.
Not just like award-winning, you know what I mean? Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So it's really important that, you know, we can follow your journey. And something I identify in you right away is seeing you read the audience and really addressing the specific audience you had at hand, and you were able to easily adapt and have them eating out of your palms regardless.
I am blushing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm saying you're really interesting. Yeah. Like the videos that I've seen, and I'm captivated. I'm not going to tell people where we are right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. People are looking for you. Yeah, I know people are looking for you. I like thought that was dope. I was like, yeah, that's a good concept. That was, yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. I like playing, and sometimes, and you both know kind of the backdoor politics of...
I know you personally.
Sacramento, you know me on a personal level.
I know you personal level.
You know what I mean? So a lot of times I will take something that may be said about me or a concept, a misconception, and I'll make fun of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll use the art to kind of make a mockery of it.
So in slam culture, like in slam culture, that may not be like the best thing to do. It may not be necessarily that great to respond on that level.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Dirty sheets.
I am a cynical man. But you would coach me out of that.
No, because you would completely include what's happened in your experience in your work. And I'm not here to coach people out of their words.
Okay,
like, I will not change people's words.
Gotcha.
I am not here to
change that's a
words.
Good coach. You hear that,
but
ladies and gentlemen?
That's not my job. I don't need to teach you as a poet how to write. You came to this group. You came into my life as an artist, a poet, an entertainer, a musician. And that's great. My background is advertisement, marketing, interior design, makeup, and now I discipline people at a college. I'm like the dominatrix of education. It's a good look for me, like, because I'm
life.
Organized. Yeah. It offers organization in my life. But so seeing all of these things, you know, you're great. You get it. I like you. I approve. But you're including all that other shit. I don't think that you would censor that out. Like, no matter what, like, you would read between the lines. Like, I would be able to see... I would not be able to coach that out of you.
Okay.
And so I would say the more the presence and things like that, you know, for slam and what would be acceptable or what people would be conscious of, you know, while you're standing on stage or letting people know this is how people interpret what you're saying. Maybe that may make you feel differently about your words on those papers.
Right.
You may not want to make people feel some kind of way.
Right.
Like, there's tons of people that their poetry, it could be a little hate speechy. You know?
You
may be a little phobic of some things, or you may, you know, offend some people. And you may not be liked after that.
But
on a broader scale, the community is really shut out to that mindset.
Yeah, so. In regards to, especially like where I was when I first got here, especially, I was in battle mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was in beast mode. I was in the mountains. I was pent up. I just came off of writing, my third book. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was the old bearded freaking dude living on the hill. Yeah, hermit in the hill. So I needed some social stuff, and it was...
So you were that black guy.
Well, in my mind, the clock was ticking.
Oh, man.
I was like, I gotta make something happen.
Nah.
You know what I mean? And it's bad when men think like that. Because really, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, it's a marathon. It's not a race.
Yeah.
And you can't rush excellence. You know what I mean? If you're going to be dope, like, really, you got to really put the fucking time in. You know, you got to put the time in. You got to. You can't rush it. Anyway.
The piece I did is about spinning your wheels, doing shit that's not working. You know, having anxiety over watching other people do shit.
Right.
It's not working. It's not working. And I still have to watch you walk on this shitty water. You could walk on shore. You could do this. You could shoot. There's other paths that are available.
Right.
You could have got on that. You know what I mean? Like, it's the choices you make. And people let their own process hinder them.
Without question.
So improving the process in which you work and being conscious of the process is the worst part of my OCD, because I'm not trying to judge people on their process. I'm not trying to judge them on their work. I'm just trying to help them identify that there could be a process to where they could be a little more self-aware too. Because I paid a lot for therapy. A lot.
Therapy is a beautiful thing.
It's an expensive thing, though. And so if I can be an autodidact self-learner and then share that, I hope I don't offend people in noticing things or, like, pointing out ways they could make money or, you know, I feel bad. I don't want the money. Well, I'm not concerned with your money.
I learned why, as I started to get older, I'm starting to notice why the OGs of the game just smile at you when you say some stupid shit. like you know what I mean? They just know that you might be spiritually young and just kind of like you're looking at a grown up.
Uninspired.
Exactly. You're looking at a grown up physically, but spiritually, mentally, emotionally, they're in diapers. You know what I mean? And they don't fucking know. They're crying, they shit themselves and they're upset.
They need somebody to change their diapers.
And it's hot outside.
I'm a good mama. I'm here to change some diapers. If you can grow up and take shits in your own toilet after kicking it with me, you're gonna be okay.
Precisely.
I'm just saying. just to throw this out there, since we're talking about shit, you know, shout out to Poopery, Squatty Potty, all these weird poop products that are on the market right now doing big things.
They're doing big things. I thought the commercials were jokes.
Entertaining as
fuck. And they are very entertaining. And
you've seen them both?
I've seen them both. You shouldn't neglect your bowels. You should not neglect your gums. But you definitely shouldn't neglect your bowels. Just saying, let's play a game.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of here, but before we get out of here, we're going to personify a man in a ghetto stairway that's very long.
A woman?
It could be a woman, too.
Yeah.
And we're going to personify a person.
Okay.
At the top of a step, and we're going to kick them down the steps. But we just can't just kick them down the steps. We have to kind of embody them. So, something like...
This is like some Suge Knight shit.
I really hate hubris. Do you know what hubris is?
Pride.
Absolutely. When people... my mother would call it standing firm on shaky ground. Beautiful. They know they're wrong, and they're just so proud they just can't humble themselves down and compromise with you.
Listen,
by they're a person, now they're standing at the very top on the edge of a long flight of ghetto stairs. Smells like urine, there's graffiti on the walls, and I'm going to kick them down the stairs now. Okay, is there something you would like to embody that you would like to kick down the steps?
Low self-confidence.
Ooh. Okay, let's...
Poor self-esteem.
Oh, you're going to put them all into one person?
It's that's one thing.
Wow. Let's keep it going. Oh, that's one thing. Okay.
That's one thing.
All right, they're going down the steps, right?
Yeah. Goodbye. Work that out. Be confident.
That's evil.
Yeah.
Okay, you have some more stuff, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else? What else?
Let's see. short shorts.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding.
Really?
I wear short shorts every day.
Summertime is coming, and a lot of fellas, just speaking for the men, we've been waiting for this.
Springtime,
y'all.
Summer dresses.
And chicks come out and start walking around.
That's the good thing about poetry. Hair flowers and
exactly.
Dresses.
Yeah. We literally have waited all year for this.
No, but I would like to kick the monotone reaper down the stairs.
Oh. Can I help you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's all in together now. Okay, here we go.
Goodbye. The monotone reaper, do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know exactly what that is. It's just that it's that poet or someone who might think they're a poet or call themselves a poet. And they get the mic and they are just monotone, no expression, no nothing, no substance, no content,
it's
no
more
inflection.
Than that. They think they're dope while it's happening. And they look down upon the other people in the room.
That's no bueno.
With their noses up.
Oh.
And their bad poetry.
Oh.
With poor delivery. So the monotone reaper, it's gotta go.
Okay. I'm gonna bring him back up the steps so I can push him back down.
Oh, please.
Oh, hold on. Let me bring him up the steps. Okay. Now, stand up. Turn around. Now, down you go.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to throw someone else down the steps.
Yeah. Can we pick people now? Oh! Can we just pick individual people?
Well...
If you pick a person... I'll pick a person.
Okay. I would like to throw Donald Trump.
No, that was my person!
Can we do it together?
Oh, yeah. Let's. Ready?
Okay.
One,
yes.
Two,
three. Here come the feds. If you put me in jail, I'll be a hero.
Oh, that's horrible.
So Donald Trump goes down the steps.
Oh, Sarah Palin, too.
Oh, gosh. I think she was there already. She was, like, waiting.
No, she was looking at Russia from her house in Alaska.
Oh, that's right. Sarah's got to go.
Yeah, goodbye.
Down there. Oh, God. Oh, Congress, fuck it. Let's have all of Congress go down there.
Can we push Kimye down the stairs?
Yes, let's throw that down there. You don't snatch people's awards, yo.
Oh, that poor white girl.
You don't
Taylor
snatch.
Taylor is a boss.
You don't snatch people. Well...
My kid runs around the house singing her fucking songs. It's horrible. I don't even listen to her songs. I don't know how she found them out.
That just bothers me so bad. First off, culturally, I don't want the brothers to be sweating people's award shows. You know what I mean? Talking about being included.
Okay, so on that, with the controversy that happened, with the award show recently, would you have boycotted because there were not enough diversity?
Why should we?
Or would you have still participated and celebrated the other people that were still nominated?
If a woman or a man acts like you are not there, do you still court them? Do you still buy them flowers? Do you still give them blowjobs? No. I don't want a woman who doesn't want me. Even if I was in love with the girl. Oh, my God. I love you so much. Oh, baby. I'll never leave you. And she's out. It might sting, but at the end of the day, I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with me. So with the awards, if we're not included... Well, there's nothing to discuss. I'm not going. I'm not boycotting. We don't have anything to talk about. I'm a millionaire. These guys are millionaires.
Yeah.
These you got prominent of all, you got Mexican millionaires, you got Puerto Rican millionaires, black, you have all of these artists, black, African American, whatever, you have. Straight African, you got whatever.
Right.
They got millions of dollars. Have your own award show.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be on NBC. You follow what I'm saying? Just have your own awards and come up. Wealth and power take time to build. You know what I mean? these establishments have been doing it for years, and if it happens to be a 60-year-old white man making all the decisions because it's their thing, it might suck, and it might not represent music, poetry, whatever, on a whole, but if that's how they're going to tell their story, you can't be somebody's competition without offering an alternative. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep it real with you right now about this whole, Terry Moore is a perfect example of this.
Fuck.
Okay? I'm not asking you to throw him under the bus, and I really have not a problem with Terry Moore. At all. But for the people that do, you have to offer an alternative. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What do you can't say, oh, I don't agree with so-and-so's practices, their art, their music, what they're putting out, the way they do award shows. And all of that is talk. Open up your own award show and be like, he sucks. This one over here is better, and this is why. Here's the choice.
So I kind of am able to identify the poetry scene in Sacramento in the different award show categories.
Okay.
I would say if I was identifying different categories, Luna's would be the urban hipster category.
I would agree with
that. You would agree with that.
Big time.
Would say that MOL, which is fantastic, would be the LGBT community outlet.
Okay. I would definitely agree with that.
And I would say There's Mahogany, and the name speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grandfathered in for life. The Terry Moore audience, I would tend to see the black, more church-going audience, you know, that is the religious outlet, and there's lots of shows going there, too. I think there is plenty of things for the different of, you know, what I mean, culturally, if we want to resegregate ourselves.
Absolutely.
I, personally, because of Ethnic Theater Workshop, I'm in an interracial marriage. I've been in the same marriage, relationship, 15 years. It's happening.
Nice.
Like, I struggle, just like everybody else struggles, to understand other people's truth.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? There are lots of conversations to be had in my household about how Spanish people live versus black people are living because he does not want to identify with African American and all of these other, you know what I mean, sub situations.
Indeed.
And I think life is like that too. 3 years ago, we had a large support from the LGBT community, poets that were really drawn to the outlet of slam poetry.
Okay.
Last season, I would identify that we had a Hispanic team that was happening culturally. I'm not saying there wasn't a black guy on the team, a girl, a guy. You know what I mean? There wasn't. But really, a strong Hispanic presence on the team. This season on the team, it is an all-black team. Identifying that trend lets me know that when I can say we have all of these other outlets, there is a venue if we were to segregate and give people slam options and other things to go multiple places and then have tournaments within the community and that bring us together on a unified level. And ultimately, that's what my goal is and was with slam, period, was being able to give them each group of poetry. And I want to shout out ZFG because I'm not putting them on the organization level of they have to have a venue. Do you know what I mean? One of the things with slam is you need a venue.
Right.
He's not, you know, Andrew is the shit. Like, shout out Andrew.
To Andrew Defy.
It's happening. I'm so into what
SOP.
He has with the ZFG movement and everything that's going out with them right now. With the Guerrilla Poetry National, it was everything. But with the other solid venues.
Shout out to Spacewalker.
Yeah, Spacewalker. Spacewalker I met through Ethnic Theater Workshop, just for the record. You know, that's happening in my life. That's how I know her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's an alum. That's happening. But all these other cultures of venues could have slam if they wanted to be competitive in their space.
No, I have to say
and
that.
And bring
that's
people together in a tournament way.
It is a great
locally,
look.
Have a regional to where we send one team from all and everyone has to work together in a positive way. I think that would be beautiful. And
from the outside looking in and when I came here, and that is one of the things that I was like on a soapbox about, and people was like, what do you see when you look at Sacramento? I'm just like, and I told Phoenix on this very podcast, I said, I am mystified as to why the bosses of Sacramento have not come together yet. It is
There's been multiple times we gatekeepers have communicated and communed with each other.
Exactly. It's a tight community. But everyone knows of each other, else.
Each venue has its own gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. Your ticket in, the different hosts that host, that book and do what they do.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, it's a tight-knit community. When new shows happen, that's not probably going to work for them a lot so much regularly. Because we have shows that are grandfathered in 17 years, 21 years. People have been doing this. At Luna's, it's been there 21 years now. Joe Montoya's Poetry Unplugged has been going for 21 years.
That is a long
in August.
That is
and
a
so
nice
that's
run.
You know, I've been there for over 5 years. Okay. They've embraced me. I had my own show before that.
Shout out to Luna's.
Yes, Mr. Art Luna, thank you for having us.
I had that mask on my feature right there. Mask on my wall.
I seen the video.
Oh gosh, what a day.
I remember having a show that night, but wanting to reach out to you before.
I remember that.
Being like, I'm sorry, I wanted to see this. You know what I mean? So
no, I remember that night.
Yeah.
It meant a lot to me to do that. Jen, thank you for coming through. Sheesh.
Commune. It was good.
We're breaking
thank
bread.
You.
Please.
For breakfast.
We.
Words.
Yeah, I make a mean pot of coffee, y'all.
I'm just saying.
Jenny Davidson inside the home offices of Graffiti Blue Publishing. I am the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. That's B-L-E-U, Earth Understanding. You know the rest of this speech. I have the lovely Jenny Davidson in here. She got the purple hair. She got a flower in there.
Every day.
And she's sweet. And she's got the matching sweater. She has a purple sweater too.
I coordinate.
She's probably one of the most sincere women I know.
Oh, that's rough. I'm sorry for you, but I'm glad we're on a good term.
No, we're on a good term.
List,
I'm not
so
saying
it doesn't affect you.
I'm not saying you have you. I appreciate you. I appreciate it.
I like you too.
Okay. Please promise me you'll come back because we only scratched the surface on what I wanted to give y'all at home was a real kind of fly on the wall experience of her and I's typical conversations. Our minds really love freaking tinkering with each other, and it's always a beautiful thing. You'll come back and we'll talk some more about crazy shit.
Yeah,
and
all the time. More rumors.
Yes,
let's spread them.
Poetry and Politics will probably be the title of this joint.
Sweet,
and that's what it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna sign out with a song, and I will leave you to your vices. Just off top, let's see what we're gonna play.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it, but today I'm winning. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum and shit. So what? Y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my nigga. This courtesy of Compton.
Courtesy of Compton.
Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker. Love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see thorns there. I look at the game and see porn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, teabagging your honey. You thought I was fresh out the yard. Don't brag to me, tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice and I'm lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out for days. And when the water resides, your body moves shape. But we ain't thirsty, nigga, never alert me, nigga. I got a B89 in a suitcase. I know you heard me, nigga, this is a burpee, nigga. Lyrical exercise. Right now, homie, I'm in the extra vibe. Pipe down on the curb when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. That's excellent.
I am a sinner.
That's excellent.
Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it, but today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, me and my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, we turn them shits down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink. In the white house with a mink. Running through that bitch like it's my house. All up in the hall like a mall. Told you motherfuckers all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to. Empty my memory bank. It's $1 million in it, baby, Hillary Swank. Sitting next to Hillary, smelling like tank. President departed, name one nigga out there harder than him. I wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high. Fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie and still be straight. Still be straight. Fall back, bitch. I got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moons a nigga got left. Back to this joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Kill my vibe. That's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn trilogy to urinals. Niggas pissed off. I minister this generation, my fart. Leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina. Who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms. Ironically, I am the glow shot as best. Cause I didn't drop the ball. Told niggas when I was 16 that I ride a 16 to put a nigga right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16. Should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I heal niggas. Touchdown with morphines. I kill niggas. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket. Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now running the map. Bitch, I'm here, nigga. Picture little homie giving a fuck from what a fuck nigga gotta say. Nigga, you never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a suburban. Nigga, Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't dry tears. I just aim at him on purpose like blah. Minute 14 like blah. Empty yet another magazine like blah. Let a young nigga get blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my blah. I am the bad, the good guy, the last, the hood guy, the last that would try to pass a good chop. And Sean's a black beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Bitch, see at Woodstock.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban cult is.
All right, this is a little something I've been working on. It's new. I call it a blues for Nina.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Take your time.
Yeah.
Can I be your slave? I've got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl. And I'm digging you like a grave. Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar? Or maybe queen of 10,000 moons? Sister to the distant yet rising star? Is your name Yemiya? Oh, hell no, it's got to be Oshun. Ooh. Is that a smile me put on your face, child? Wide as a field of jasmine and clover. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. High on legs that'll spank Jehovah. Shit. Who am I? It's not important. But they call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. I'm trying to become the funk in your right. Who am I? I'll be whoever you say. But right now, I'm the sight-raped hunter, blindly pursuing you as my prey. And I just want to give you injections of sublime erections and get you to dance to my rhythm. Make you dream archetypes of black angels in flight upon wings of distorted, contorted, metaphoric jism. Come on, Slim. Fuck your man. I ain't worried about him. It's you who I want to step to my scene. Cause rather than deal with the fallacy of this dry-ass reality, I'd rather dance and romance your sweet ass in a wet dream. Who am I? Well, they all call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Trying to become the funk in your right. Is that all right?
Oh, that's all right, baby. That's a bravo.
Darius, I love her.
Hi, this is Nina Womack of Transmedia 360 inviting you to come celebrate Earth Day weekend with us at the inaugural Healthy Earth Music and Arts Fest in Leimert Park on Saturday, April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. This free, premier, sustainable lifestyle festival is proud to support Cure for Hunger and City Lights Network. Experience live multicultural entertainment and visit our health pavilion, healthy food vendors, kids and teen zone, sports demos. We offer art and free gardening workshops, informative panels, films, and more. Also, you're invited to our Earth Day Soiree on Friday, April 22nd from 7 to 11 p.m. in Leimert Park. Visit www.healthyearthfest.com. That's healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, Earth, E-A-R-T-H, Fest, F-E-S-T.com, or call 877-594-1292 for more info. We look forward to seeing you there. Blessings.
Success Stories, Insights by African American Men, a new book by Reginald Grant, now available on Amazon.com. Cross-generational stories by black men about survival and success in America. Success Stories, Insights by African American Men, a new book by Reginald Grant, available on afamilyofauthors.com or amazon.com. Success Stories, Insights.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
You're living at a time of extremism, a time of revolution, a time when there's got to be a change. People in power have misused it, and now there has to be a change, and a better world has to be built, and the only way it's going to be built is with extreme methods. And I, for one, will join in with anyone, don't care what color you are, as long as you want to change this miserable condition that exists on this earth. Thank you.
You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on the Cold Community Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
I smelled your perfume, and I look on your lips, set it up. We can talk some more, some more. On the dance floor, baby. Hear the words we're saying. Hear the saxophone. Not is what I wanna be with you tonight. Bell, mama, girls and boys. It's such a bell, mama, girls and boys. It's such a bell, mama, girls and boys. Girls and boys.